You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Just here, excited, ready to do it. It's waiver week.
It is. It is waiver wires this week. It's the waiver wire show, guys. You know what time it is. Before we get into some of our waiver wire ads, I just want to say that, guys, listen, not all of our waiver wires are home runs here, but we're not just going to go and tell you guys just, you know, everybody who's going to do good. We want to give you some diamonds in the rough here. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, you notice if a lot of the guys that we say on the waiver wire show don't do good the following week, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, they're the main pickup. But if you grabbed them when we talked about it, you would be ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. And that is us ahead of the curve. I love it, Trey. Let's go ahead and help them get ahead of the curve again. And let's get going with our waiver wire ads for week 13. That's right. What's on the wire? We're here to help you figure that out this week. Starting off with our quarterbacks. Let's get it started. I got Daniel Jones, 21 of 35 last week, 228 yards, one touchdown. Look, he played decent against a strong Dallas defense. Look, he's not going to blow up and be an amazing quarterback for you, but he's going to be consistently average, which is sometimes all you need.
Yeah, man, I like Daniel Jones a lot. You know, for a while, his fantasy value all came on his legs, but he's really been throwing it more to where if he can stay on his feet and do his thing with his legs and still throw the ball, his value is going to go up tremendously.
Most definitely.
I'll be jumping into our next quarterback waiver wire ad. We've got the man, the myth, the legend, Mike White. This dude was 22 for 28, 315 yards through the air and three touchdowns. I mean, he's the dude. He's always been the dude. Mike White is going to be great for fantasy going forward. And this team has to have him as their QB1 rest of season, right?
I mean, yeah, they got to. I mean, it's incredible what this guy has done. I just hope he could keep it up. I mean, he's a backup for a reason, right? I mean, we'll see what happens.
QB rating of 149.3.
Ridiculous, bro. I mean, it was against the Bears, but I'd be excited to have Mike White going forward.
No doubt.
But let's go on to the next guy. It may be your last chance to grab Deshaun Watson. He's playing Houston in the first week. If you're needing a W, that would be a good grab. However, be mindful. It has been 2 years since he's seen a field other than that preseason game, which he did not impress us in. So, you know, if you're looking for a quarterback, why not snag him up if he's still there and see what happens?
Yeah, I think regardless whether, he has a great rest of season or not, I feel like he's going to have an amazing game against the Texans. So if I've got Deshaun Watson, I'm starting him this week. And if he goes off, I mean, I feel like there's no possible way he doesn't go off. But then you need to temper your expectations the following week in case, you know, be wary of him having a bad week after Texans.
For sure.
Moving on to our last waiver wire quarterback ad, it's Trevor Lawrence, pretty boy ponytail. 29 for 37, 321 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, he averaged 8.7 yards per attempt. He had five passes of more than 20 yards, and he's got Detroit coming up. He's a shoe-in for a perfect streamer.
Absolutely, yeah. Trevor Lawrence looked great. I was so happy to watch him beat the Ravens yesterday and that comeback win. Good stuff going on over there in Jacksonville. Just hope they can keep it going, buddy.
No doubt.
But that's the quarterbacks. Let's go ahead and move on to the running backs here. Starting off my list, I've got Gus Edwards. 16 carries, 52 yards, one touchdown. Not super impressive. However, he got all but three of the running back carries in the game. He's getting the work. You know, he may impress you against a better defense, but I think he's worth an add.
Yeah, I like Gus Edwards a lot. You know, it's just hard with the Ravens backfield. It's like they'll star Gus Edwards one week and then Kenyon Drake the next. I hope they just stick with Gus Edwards because I really think he's the better back there.
For sure.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, it's Jamichael Hasty. Dude had 12 rushes, 28 yards, five receptions for 67 yards and a tutty. You know, ETM went out with an ankle injury, and they're saying that he was able to come back in that game, but they didn't bring him in for some reason. I think even if ETN plays, I think Hasty has defined his role in the passing game, and they have to use this dude because he was looking like a monster out there.
Yes, he was. Jamichael Hasty was on, that's for sure, and I hope he can keep it up. But let's move on to the next guy. I've got Kyren Williams. Guys, I understand that the Rams are falling apart. I just seen even Aaron Donald has gotten an injury now. That team is hard to trust anyone in. However, Kyren Williams got more carries than Cam Akers did last week. And in the full PPR format, they're using him as a pass-catching back. He played 55% of the snaps, so they obviously want to work this guy in there.
And I think basically the Rams have given up on this season. I mean, it doesn't look like they have any playoff opportunity. They're going to start working their rookies as hard as they can to really see what they can get out of them. And Kyren Williams is that dude they're looking to step up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Moving on to our last waiver wire running back ad, it's Zonovan Knight. Probably never heard this dude's name. He was 14 for 69, had three receptions for 34 yards. James Robinson was a healthy scratch. And Knight started splitting work with Carter until Carter went down. The Jets are doing whatever it takes to get to the playoffs. And if that means Knight taking over Robinson's role to win, that's what they're going to do. And that's what it looks like has happened.
Yeah, when you sent me your waiver wires for this week, Trey, I thought it was a misprint actually on there. I thought maybe you hit the wrong button, but Zonovan Knight could be worth an ad.
No doubt.
Guys, that is our running back waiver wire ads for week 13. Before we move on to our wide receivers, let's go ahead and get a quick Christmas welcome from Manscaped. Let's get to it. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Now, Santa cares about his sack. And so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho.
Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there. That's right. Manscaped, guys. Great stuff going on over there. Get you some good things, man, because Manscaped's got it going on. What do you think about old Bandy Claws over there, Trey?
Yeah, man. You know, y'all didn't think we were good enough to have a special guest star at Santa on our show, but look at us now, baby, big and popping.
Absolutely, absolutely. But let's move on to our wide receiver waiver wire ads for this week. Starting off my list, welcome back, Elijah Moore. Guys, you thought that wide receiver you drafted was a bust this year? Think again. I'm sure you didn't hold on to him, and I don't blame you. 64 yards, one touchdown. It only took 12 weeks. It only took 12 weeks to get some Elijah Moore in your life. Look, Mike White is making the Jets fantasy relevant, and Elijah Moore is going to benefit from it.
Look, I mentioned it on our start and sit show. I was like, Elijah Moore, it's tough to trust him and put that dude in there, but I would not be surprised if Mike White didn't make him fantasy valuable. And boom, there it is. Got that tutty, got his catches. I mean, Mike White's the dude, and Elijah Moore's there for him.
Yeah, buddy.
He looked so excited on that field, dude. When he got that touchdown, like, you could just see he was like, finally, someone that can get me the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. That whole team looked rejuvenated, yeah, man. I loved it.
Moving on to our next waiver wire ad, we got Zay Jones. Been on here before, and it's been a little rocky back and forth, but Trevor Lawrence seems to really starting to figure things out. Zay Jones had 11 receptions for 145 yards, but he had three receptions of 20-plus yards. That's what you want for fantasy. That's the deep ball guy. That's who they're looking for. He's seen double digits targets in consecutive games, and they've got the Lions coming up. Like, Detroit's the matchup for offense, and Zay Jones is what you need.
Absolutely. I love seeing Zay Jones get that work there, and I love seeing Trevor Lawrence trust him. Great ad, I think. But moving on to the next guy, I've got Van Jefferson. Guys, this is obviously going to be a deep league flex play, but with injuries, I just don't see who else there is going to be catching passes. I mean, Allen Robinson, done. Cooper Kupp, done. I mean, who else do they got? You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a volume play for sure. I mean, Van Jefferson is not a bad receiver. He's just had better receivers above him. Now that he's got the lead role, what it looks to be anyway, the volume enough is going to give him enough fantasy value to be started in some leagues.
For sure.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Richie James Jr. Dude went five catches for 41 yards and a touchdown. 2 weeks in a row of fantasy value. He is a desperation flex, but he's worth a look for managers struggling to find a fill-in.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we talked about it on the last the Thursday Starts and Sits show. Yeah, we talked about Richard James being a possible add to the waiver wires. Looks like he made the list this week.
Definitely.
But moving on to the top tight end waiver wire ads for week 13, starting our list off is Austin Hooper. Look, over the last three games, Austin Hooper has gotten 12 targets, 107 yards, and two touchdowns. Ryan Tannehill is back, and he is loving his tight end, apparently. You know, he's not going to have a super high ceiling, but with the way the tight end position is volatile this year, he can definitely help you out.
Yeah, I like Austin Hooper a lot. I mean, those boys should have won that game. It come down real close to it, but I think he's a great ad this week.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our next waiver wire ad. It's just the Mike White waiver wire show because Tyler Conklin is on here, baby. He had three catches for 50 yards, but the Jets look as good. They look good, and Tyler Conklin has a revenge game coming up against the Vikings this week. And like I said, Mike White is out there, and I know that he only had three catches, but I really think that they were trying to get him in the game more. And I think this next week he will have more production than he did this week.
Yeah, I agree. Tyler Conklin has always been on the list of people to watch. And again, with the tight end position being so volatile this year, I could definitely see him be worth an ad here. I like it. But moving on to the next guy, Foster Moreau, I guess, is on the list again. Three catches for 33 yards and one touchdown. Where were you when I needed you getting that touchdown, Foster Moreau? I started Juwan Johnson this week, and he laid a dud on me. Should have stayed with Foster Moreau, like my instincts told me, but, you know, what are you going to do? Foster Moreau.
Fantasy. Yeah, man, I like Foster Moreau a lot. You know, Derek Carr, I benched him this week for Dak Prescott. This is the first week that I benched him that he's done better, and I should have started him. And that's on me because I should have seen the matchup. But I like Foster Moreau in a lot of opportunities in different games this year. It really comes down to the matchup, but I think it's a great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, it's Jordan Atkins. And you're like, who? It's because he's on the Texans, obviously. But he had 5 catches for 61 yards and a touchdown. And Brevin Jordan has been benched. I mean, Jordan Atkins has this whole tight end room to himself. Kyle Allen gets a start in week 13 again. So Atkins should continue to get peppered with targets.
Sure. Yeah, I like it. Dude's the only one out there. So he's got to get some targets for you. I like it. But moving on to the fun part, we've got our top defense/kicker waiver wire ads for week 13. Starting the list off with a defense to help you out is the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, they had a rough down week a while back, so they're probably sitting over there on the wire. On paper, it looks like a bunch of good matchups coming. You got the Jets, Detroit, Indianapolis. But I think they can do enough with the quarterbacks there to get you some points.
Yeah, I like that a lot. My defensive ad this week is the Cleveland Browns, and this is solely because they're playing the Texans. I mean, they handled themselves against Tampa Bay, and you saw what the Dolphins did to the Texans. I mean, 30-0 at halftime. Like, the Browns have to be able to do something against the Texans, who just really can't do anything with what they've got.
Yeah, I like the Browns there. But let's move on to our kickers. Greg, the Leg, Zuerlein, welcome back to our teams. Mike White is the quarterback now, so they can most definitely at least get into field goal range, giving Greg more opportunities.
Yeah, and he had a really good field goal this week I watched. That was just a boom. My kicker ad this week is Nick Folk, baby. They're playing Buffalo. But he scored more than 14 points in 3 out of the 4 last games. The Pats are going to need every piece of this team to battle Buffalo, and I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of field goals coming from them in this game.
Yes, sir. I just picked Nick Folk up myself. Can't wait to see what he's going to do over there.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But that's it. That is our waiver wire ads for week 13. What do you say, buddy? We got no trade that dude this week because the trade deadline is kaput. But how about a couple gag bags, Trey? Who you got for us in the gag bag this week?
It's so sad about this week's gag bag, but let me just have him tell you himself. My man Russell Wilson in the gag bag, baby. He has done nothing at all and just looks terrible. Did you see him get cussed out by Purcell, the defensive player?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I thought they were about to throw hands over how bad he's been playing. And I don't blame him because they say they have one of the best ranked defenses in the league, but yet they only have 3 wins. It's like, obviously it's an offensive problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. He is just... Man, it's just ever since he left Seattle, man, he's just there's no love going his way. Russell Wilson in the gag bag. But another potential gag bag person, I'm going Melvin Gordon here. Seems to be a lot coming from the Broncos or ex-Broncos side of things. Melvin Gordon, he did get picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad. So, you know, maybe he'll work his way in. But, you know, I don't have the roster spots to wait for Melvin Gordon to be relevant again.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Another one I've got for the gag bag, and you probably already have thrown this guy in the gag bag, but Chase Claypool. Done with Chase Claypool. I just don't see it working out or happening for him. So, I'm going to go ahead and say bye-bye to Chase Claypool.
Heard that.
But that's it. That is the gag bag. Players, we are over and done with, but it's that time of the week again. Time for some trivia with Trey.
Let's do it. Trivia with Trey. We coming at you hard with some crazy trivia questions. Are you ready, Bandy?
I guess so. Let's do it.
Number one, can you name the NFL team that has a pool in their stadium?
A pool in their stadium? Like in there?
Like in the stadium. Like you can get in the pool and watch the game.
Oh, yeah. That's SoFi. It's got to be.
Which NFL team?
Oh, I'm sorry. The LA Rams or LA Chargers?
Wrong. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow, really?
Yes, sir.
Did you see the mascot in the Speedo this week?
I think I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. Good I guess you. He just got out of the pool or something.
Moving on to our next question. Which NFL coach has the most wins of all time?
It feels like it'd be too easy to say Bill Belichick.
I'll give you a hint. He's the only coach to have an undefeated season.
Oh, God. Don Shula.
That's right. Don Woo! Shula, baby. Let's go. All right. And the last question, baby. Who holds the record for the most receptions in a Super Bowl?
Jerry Rice.
Wrong.
Okay, hang on. Let me get another one here.
I'll give you a hint. He's not a wide receiver.
Shannon Sharp.
No.
Gronk.
That's close. Same team.
Wes Welker.
Incorrect.
Edelman.
That's close. Same team.
Danny Amendola.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
His last name is White. James White, baby.
Yeah. Oh, I went straight to tight end when you said.
He has the most catches in a Super Bowl with 14 receptions in Super Bowl 51 against the Falcons in 2017.
Wow. Wow. Guess who's throwing him the ball?
Brady.
Oh, man. Hey, I got one.
Hey, Don Shula, baby. The Don. Yeah,
That's right. But that's going to do it for our trivia with Trey. Let's go ahead and move on to our Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Bills versus the Pats. That's right. The Bills versus the Pats. What do you got for us, Trey?
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Bills winning by 5.5. I like the Bills to get the dub, but I like it to be a close game.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I do too. The Patriots D has been playing lights out. I think the Bills have their work cut out for them, but how can you not pick the Bills in this matchup?
Exactly.
But moving on to some Bills starts here. As always, start your studs, your Stephon Diggs, your Josh Allen. You got to start those guys. But I think Isaiah McKenzie is a good start here. I think the Patriots D are smart enough to shut down the main guys. I'm not saying they're not going to get any catches, but I think Isaiah McKenzie peeks out over the side and gets a lot of catches here. And I think Gabe Davis is due for a good game here. He's had a couple down games, but he had a good one a while back, and it's about that time. And I think Devin Singletary, you could also start here.
Yeah, Devin Singletary, I feel like, is a must start at this point. I mean, this dude has just been doing his thing. Gabe Davis, he's not had some great weeks, but he's never really killed you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's always putting up 7-8 points, but his ceiling is so insane that it's like, you almost have to start him every week. But I do like the Isaiah McKenzie pick a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not starting James Cook against the Patriots D.
No. But let's move to the Patriots, Trey.
Yeah, so the Patriots starts this week. I've got Jacoby Myers with a shoulder issue. Just monitor that through practice and everything like that. If he doesn't start, you don't want to start him. But if they play him, he's probably worth starting because if he's out there, then they're going to throw him the ball. Ramondre Stevenson, continue to start this dude. He's a freaking Hulk. And I'm sure he does, even against the Bills defense, I feel like he's going to have a good game. But if Myers is out, maybe Devontae Parker, who had 80 yards last week. You know, he had four targets, four receptions, 80 yards. Not too big of a deal. But if Myers is out of the game, you know, maybe he steps up and gets a better role. Hunter Henry's really been hit or miss, mostly miss. but if you like to live on the wild side, start him up. And then Damian Harris is unstartable outside of 32-man leagues.
Yeah, it's sad. I've seen him on the wire in all my leagues now. People are done with him. Yeah, he'd have been a good gag bag person to throw in there, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sounds good, buddy. Bills versus the Patriots. It's going to be a good one, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought they had already played this year, but I looked at their schedule and they haven't met this year. But I remember, I think, what it was it last year that it was like Patriots put up 0 points or something like that. Super low scoring, snowing, like crazy mm-hmm. game.
Yeah, yeah, that's when...
Mac Jones only threw three passes. That's what it was.
exactly. That was a good one. Belichick wouldn't trust in his rookie quarterback for sure in that mm-hmm. weather. But that's it, guys. That is our show. Waiver wire ads, trivia with Trey, all that good stuff. Guys, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel if you're not already, and check out the Patreon over there, guys. patreon.com/fourthandflex. Join the family.
Do it.
But guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
A peace.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die. It's your boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there. Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.